slide number 21. This is another shot taken along the beach right near Fan Rang. This particular area is the Air Force and Army Combined Recreation Center. And you'll notice down there, in about the center of the picture, a couple of large buildings there. One of them belongs to the 101st and the other one belongs to the Air Force. And we have that whole stretch of beach pretty much to ourselves. They have water skiing, they have sailboats. The Australians brought the sailboats, by the way. As you know, there's a Royal Australian Air Force squadron of Canberras. They're like our B-57s located at Fan Rang. So they have several RCs running around the base there, and they have some real nice sailboats out here. And they've got snorkel outfits you can check out, and they have big barbecue pits, horseshoe pits, you name it, it's really nice. They got warm water showers there, and it's a real nice recreation area. Like I've been telling you, the people of Fan Rang are living real good. It's pretty much a permanent base area. Got some more pictures here coming up in a minute on Fan Rang. And once again, you can see why we say Vietnam is such a pretty country. There's really some beautiful scenery around here. And with lovely boats too, of course. Slide number 22. This was taken about 15 miles south of Fan Rang on the coast. And you'll notice there's an inlet there. And they done some kind of rectangular squares up towards the top of the picture. Well, these are surf flats. And what they do, this is their means of getting surf. You'll find these all up and down the coast of Vietnam. They let this water go into these tidal areas and then seal it off and let it sit there and evaporate, and then they take the salt off and process it and clean it, and that's one of their major sources of salt in this country. This is very important to us because the VC are always short of salt, and in a very hot country like this, salt, of course, is very important. So we try and keep these areas sealed off to deny Charlie the salt and put him in a bind, and this particular area is quite secure. Slide number 23. This is a mountain area. You'll notice Highway 1, which is the main artery running up and down the coast of Vietnam. You can see it coming down through the pass and then out to the coast. And this picture is taken, it is just to the, actually a little to the west of the last picture where the surf lights were. And you'll notice that the mountains here are quite rugged, and they rise up rather rapidly to the altitude that in the top of the picture there, it's up around 3,500 to 4,000 feet. And you'll notice that they are in the clouds. We get a lot of low stratus clouds in this area in the afternoons this time of year. Slide number 24. This picture didn't come out very well. I overexposed it. I tried to get a picture of a rainbow. It was really quite pretty, but I got too much diffraction and it made it rather bright. And I think you can probably make the rainbow out right in the center of the picture. And this was taken down south of Fan Rang. Slide number 25. This is a picture of a destroyer that the Navy had offshore that was used in support of Operation Rose, which I was involved in south of Fan Rang with the 3rd of the 506. They have two 5-inch guns located on each end. You'll notice them there in the turrets. Those turrets are gyro-stabilized so that this ship, even though it's pitching quite badly in heavy seas, and in fact you'll notice some white caps in the ocean right here. Nevertheless, the guns stay stable, and even though that ship is cruising up and down the coast, they have a computer which runs a running solution to the gun target problem. And they're actually quite accurate. I was really surprised. I had never worked any Navy gunfire until I got down here. Although George Buckner had run quite a bit, and he had told me about it. And they're real good. They're interesting to work with. We worked with them quite a bit on this particular operation, particularly for LZ preps. Now, the 5-inch gun is comparable to the Army's 155mm howitzer. Gives you a pretty big bang, and is real nice for trying to safety an area from mines and things like this when you're going into an LZ. They sit offshore about 2 or 3 miles, and we, of course, keep them in sight in the target and help spot for them. Slide number 26. This was another picture of the ship, which didn't come out very good. This was taken by this Navy type again, and apparently he didn't know how to adjust the camera, although I had told him before how to do it. And he kind of underexposed the shot for me here. Fly number 27. This is another shot of the destroyer, and you can see the coast in the background. This is about 3 or 4 miles out to sea here. Yeah. I was kind of hoping my engine kept running good and didn't feel like swimming that day. We didn't wear any life vests, of course, because we never got that far out over the water normally. Flight number 28. This is another picture of the destroyer, a little closer up. It looks like my Navy tug couldn't even aim the camera on this one. At least he cut the front of the ship. They're real handy to have around, and they do some real good work along the coast all up and down South Vietnam. And the Army's getting more confidence in their ability to give them fire support now, and they make a pretty good team. Flight number 29. This is a picture of Phan Rang Air Base looking to the west, and you can see the irrigation and the rice paddies to the east here in the foreground. And it gives you a pretty good layout of the whole base. You know, this was taken from about 4 miles away. And of course, the base is quite large. It doesn't maybe look too large in this picture. And you can see the foothills of the first big mountain ranges. The highest mountains back there in the background are up around 5,000 feet. That's the highest mountains in this particular area, up around 5,000 to 6,000. Flight number 30. This is a picture of the tower at Phan Rang and also some of the revetments where the F-100s are parked. We also use these revetments for our O-1E bird dogs. In the foreground here, you'll see some of the PSP planking. This was here before the runway was actually built and all the concrete was poured. And it's still there, and we used quite a bit of it for a parking area for our aircraft. And you'll see some of our jeeps there also. Flight number 31. This is looking out across the ramp and parking area towards one portion of the base. It's actually looking sort of northwest up into the mountains there. In the foreground there, that little yellow jobby is the fuel pump that we use to run the fuel from the big fuel bladders, these large rubber bladders, up into the aircraft. And then, of course, there's a fire extinguisher there also. And on the very far right of the picture there, you'll see one of the Army bird dogs. They do a lot of observation, and they also carry rockets, but they normally don't direct airstrikes. They work strictly as observation planes for the Army, and they're painted brown with white trim around them instead of gray like ours. Flight number 32. This is taken looking out over the sun porch of the Officers Club at Phan Rang, and gives you a little idea of what I was talking about Phan Rang being a permanent base and really living uptown. We really enjoyed the club here. It's very nice, and they have real neat little Vietnamese waitresses. Now, calm down, Joe. And they do a real fine job. They're very efficient and good workers and dependable. And I understand they work for a really fairly reasonable amount, too, so it keeps the overhead down on the cost in the club. All the prices are quite reasonable. Drinks are about 20 to 25 cents. And you can get a whole chicken dinner for about 50, 60 cents, something like that. This is looking out towards the runways. The club sits up on a hill and gives you a real pretty view of the rest of the base. You can sit there and watch the airplanes come and go all day. This is looking sort of northeast light. And the white thing over in the corner there is, you guessed it, a movie screen. Each evening, about 8 o'clock, might we have a movie. So it's real good. Flight number 33. This is another picture taken from the sun porch there. And it's looking out over the base, gives you a little better idea of the view you have here. You're looking out towards the ocean there. In fact, you're looking right straight towards the recreational area. It's right at the right edge of the mountains there. And they run right down to the ocean, and that's where the rec area is. And of course, in the middle of the picture, you can see all the hangars and revetments and parking area and the runway. Flight number 34. This is looking north again. From the Officers Club, which as you can see sits up on a hill and looking all over the base. Now this is looking back towards the mountains, and this is the permanent area that is being built up for Phan Rang Air Base, which of course is going to be a permanent base in Vietnam. We have a 99-year lease there, as we do also at Cameron Bay and Toy Bar and Phu Cat. In the foreground, you'll see the trailers. These little gray squares are actually all air-conditioned trailers with hot and cold running water in them. And this is where I stayed while we were in Phan Rang. very nice. The best living I've had in Vietnam. And I appreciate every minute of it, including the air mattress. The big mattresses. So somebody's coming in and giving me a hard time again. A little note on the weather. This is typical weather for this time of year at San Ring. They do get some thunderstorms built up over the mountains, but not very many, just a few showers. Otherwise, fairly clear, and the weather's pretty nice, although it's kind of windy and usually rather dusty in the afternoons around San Ring. Slide number 35. I'm being harassed on all sides here, but I'm going to finish this thing or die trying. This is a picture of Saigon taken from the hotel where Wayne used to live. He doesn't live there anymore, but this is when I went down to see him after I got back from Hawaii and he wasn't there, and I stayed with his buddies there. This is over in the Sholan district where it's the Chinese part of town. And I don't know which way I'm looking, but anyway, it's looking out over a fairly typical residential district, Saigon. It's all crowded together, and some permanent buildings, some shanties, and are pretty dirty. It's not too smoggy in this picture. Saigon actually gets some pretty, almost what you call smoggy weather, at least the times I've been there. Looks pretty clear right now. I think it was right after a rain. Slide number 36. This is looking down from the hotel porch. Each room had a little, kind of a little patio in it, and I was standing outside there looking down towards the main avenue that ran by the hotel. And as you can see, you have the normal random sampling of bicycles and cyclos. That's what they call those little things. A guy rides a bike with a seat in the front of it. And I think there's probably a horse-driven one somewhere in there, and of course, jeeps and everything else. It's quite a collection of transportation when you get right down to it. This is a fairly nice part of town right around the hotel here, however. They keep it fairly clean. Well, that's all the slides for this particular collection. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll be getting some more off to you, I hope, in the not-too-distant future. Been trying to get pictures everywhere we go, and of course, we keep traveling pretty much with Rental First here, so I'm getting quite a few pictures all over Vietnam. So, until the next show, I guess I'll sign off, and you can all go back to refreshments and drinks and whatever else you're doing. Well, the way I have it figured, this tape will probably arrive at home about the time everybody's there, so I'm hoping I'll catch you all at the same time here at the Jones Ranch. And of course, I guess these things are making the rounds. I got a letter from Paula saying that they have my slides and tapes out there too, so it sounds like these tapes are getting around. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you all getting to see them, and I hope you're all enjoying them. I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll be seeing you in the not-too-distant future. Bye-bye.